Brady Sexton runs Scratch Kitchen and Cocktails in Norman. Like many business owners, he's had to make decisions about allowing guns in his establishment.
The idea of someone concealed carry while having, you know, drinks or maybe one too many drinks in the restaurant does make us nervous.
Even though he doesn't particularly like it, Sexton does allow patrons to bring concealed guns to Scratch, but he draws the line at open carry. A sign on the restaurant door reads, "Thank you for not smoking or carrying firearms openly."
If anything, 5 years ago, I would have thought that our gun laws would have gotten a lot stricter. It's difficult to weigh your own ideals against what's best for your business. And when you treat your business as its own entity, you really have to do what's best for it.
The permitless carry law does allow business owners to prohibit firearms on their property so long as they post a sign. This is something the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce pushed for when the legislature was considering permitless carry earlier this year.
We're dealing with a situation where two very important rights sort of collide with each other, and one is the Second Amendment, but the other is property rights.
That's Mark Van Landingham, the Chamber's Vice President for Government Relations. He said the Oklahoma City Chamber has been against permitless carry in the past, but given Governor Kevin Stitt's election and the composition of the House and Senate, the Chamber felt like permitless carry was inevitable.
And so we worked with the coalition that we helped put together, called Oklahomans for Business and Property Owner Rights, to put some amendments into the bill during the legislative process to beef up the rights of business and property owners as the new law goes into effect.
Some opponents of permitless carry vow to keep fighting the law. In the meantime, the Oklahoma chapter of Moms Demand Action, a gun control advocacy group, is doing everything it can to inform business owners about their rights. Jennifer Birch is the chapter's leader.
We have created window stickers that say no firearms allowed.
Birch says she's distributed more than 100 stickers so far. They've been popping up in business windows all over the metro and beyond.
Just really people who find us on social media and ask for a sticker, we're trying to help out in any way that we can.
There's a chance that permitless carry could get tied up in court. An Oklahoma County District Judge will hear challenges to the law tomorrow, and it could be delayed and eventually declared unconstitutional. Supporters of permitless carry say the law will actually make society safer. They've called the court challenge a Hail Mary and doubt it will bring around any results. They expect permitless carry will take effect as scheduled November 1st. If that happens, business owners like Scratch's Brady Sexton will have to calculate the costs and benefits of allowing customers to openly carry a firearm, knowing they may not have any training.
It's the world we live in that you have to decide if you want someone to have something in your business that could kill someone in a moment's notice. So it's a very strange, almost surreal thing to have to contemplate, that weighing losing customers because you have a sign on your door versus losing customers because they're uncomfortable by a weapon in your business.
For KGOU, I'm Drew Hutchinson.